Maintaining a healthy level of body fat is important for overall health, as excessive fat accumulation can lead to various health problems, including obesity, cardiac disease, and metabolic disorders. Having some amount of body fat is necessary for normal bodily functions and should not be equated with being unhealthy or overweight. The ideal amount of body fat varies depending on factors such as age, sex, and individual goals. Hi, I'm Vincent Hiscox, a health coach, podcaster, and storyteller. Welcome to the Over 40 Wellness Podcast. We all have the ability to look better and feel better. Becoming healthy should not be complicated. On this podcast, I talk to health and wellness professionals who share their stories and their expertise so that you can optimize your health. The conversations will inspire and empower you with simple tips that you can put into practice to transform the way you feel. Look better and feel better with the Over 40 Wellness Podcast. This is my first bite-sized podcast. The podcast focuses on weight loss and staying healthy. Before I became a full-time health coach, I polled my friends and my network to get their inputs on what was their biggest health issue. A poll of around 100 business professionals. Their feedback was clear. Their number one issue was being overweight, followed by high blood pressure and pre-diabetes. My experience in the last 6 years I've been working as a full-time health coach is the majority of my clients engage me to help them to lose weight and to lower blood pressure. I'm not a doctor, and I don't want to play being a doctor. Please consult your general practitioner to obtain medical advice. As a health coach, I work alongside doctors to assist my clients to follow healthy practices and support them in changing their health and wellness habits. Talking about weight loss, I would like to introduce some relevant information. Is it healthy for the body to store fat? Yes, it is. It's normal and it's natural for the human body to store fat. Fat serves several important functions, including providing a source of energy, insulating, protecting organs, and assisting in hormone regulation. It's normal and it's one of our superpowers. We can store energy as fat, then, as required, use the fat stores to produce energy, a big benefit when food is in short supply. However, storing too much fat can have negative consequences. We have to manage our fat stores accordingly. So what happens when we consume more calories than our body burns? The excess energy is stored in fat cells throughout the body. These fat cells expand and shrink depending on our energy balance. When we consume fewer calories than our body needs, our fat cells release stored energy to meet the energy deficit. For example, if you are doing strenuous exercise and you need some extra energy, the fat cells can be converted into energy. The amount of fat stored in the body can vary between individuals due to factors such as genetics, age, sex, and overall health. And it's worth noting that the distribution of fat storage can differ amongst individuals, with some people tending to store more fat in certain areas of the body than others. We are all different. There are two types of fat in the body, subcutaneous fat and visceral fat. Subcutaneous fat is located just beneath the skin and is the fat you can pinch. Visceral fat, on the other hand, is located deeper within the abdominal cavity and surrounds organs like the liver, the pancreas, and the intestines. Excessive visceral fat is associated with a higher risk of certain health conditions, including heart disease, type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Fat tissue also plays a role in hormone regulation by secreting hormones to regulate appetite, metabolism, inflammation, and insulin sensitivity. Adipose tissue, otherwise known as body fat, is a connective tissue that extends throughout your body. It's found under your skin, subcutaneous fat, between your internal organs, visceral fat, and even in the cavities of bones, in bone marrow, adipose tissue. Fat is an efficient form of energy storage in the body. It provides more than twice the amount of energy, in terms of calories per gram, compared to carbohydrates or protein. When you consume more calories than your body needs, the excess energy is stored as triglycerides in the fat cells. When you require the additional energy, such as during periods of fasting or physical activity, the stored fat is broken down and released as fatty acids to be used as fuel. Looking better and feeling better is dependent on body composition, which itself is influenced by factors such as genetics, diet, exercise, and lifestyle. Body composition refers to the proportion of fat, muscle, and other tissues in the body. It's possible for individuals to have different body compositions, even if they weigh the same. Two people with the same weight can look visually different depending on the percentage of muscle and the percentage of fat. Maintaining a healthy level of body fat is important for overall health, as excessive fat accumulation can lead to various health problems, including obesity, cardiac disease, and metabolic disorders. I will talk more about metabolic disorders in a subsequent bite-sized podcast. Having some amount of body fat is necessary for normal bodily functions and should not be equated with being unhealthy or overweight. The ideal amount of body fat varies depending on factors such as age, sex, and individual goals. I'd like to say that, again, having the same amount of body fat is necessary for normal bodily functions and should not be equated with being unhealthy or overweight. Getting a balance is the key to better health. So, what advice do I give so that you may look better and feel better? What are the changes to bring yourself back into balance? There are lifestyle changes, a balanced diet, regular exercise, and good sleep. All can play a significant role in improving your health and wellness. When it comes to a balanced diet, there have been so many books written and so many different definitions of a balanced diet. There is a tendency for a kind of tribalism around the definition of a balanced diet. I'll put this to one side for the moment, and this is something I'll cover in a follow-up podcast. Let me define a healthy balanced diet as a diet that can support energy requirements, provide essential nutrients, promote overall well-being, regulate hormones, reduce the risk of chronic diseases, and promote a healthier fat distribution. What kind of recommendations do I make? I make recommendations that can be modulated to fit with different dietary patterns and the preferences of my clients. Myself, I don't eat meat. I eat seafoods sparingly. But here are some of my tips for nutrition, and we can go into more detail in future podcasts. Eat a variety of nutrient-dense foods, including plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, proteins, and healthy fats in your diet. These foods provide essential nutrients that support hormone production and metabolism. Manage your carbohydrates. Choose complex carbohydrates with a low glycemic index to help stabilize blood sugar levels and insulin response. Avoid excessive consumption of refined carbohydrates and added sugars, as they can contribute to insulin resistance and hormone imbalances. Healthy fat intake. Include sources of healthy fats, such as avocados, nuts, seeds, and, if it fits for you, fatty fish. Healthy fats provide essential fatty acids that support hormone production and balance. Adequate protein intake. Protein is important for hormone synthesis, and can help promote satiety and maintain muscle mass during weight loss include lean protein sources that may include fish, legumes, and tofu in your meals. My next recommendation is regular exercise. Physical activity is beneficial for overall health, hormone regulation, and fat distribution. Exercise helps promote weight management. Regular exercise, including both cardiovascular activities and strength training, can help regulate body weight and reduce excess body fat. Weight loss, if necessary, can contribute to a healthier fat distribution. Exercise enhances insulin sensitivity, which can help to regulate blood sugar levels and prevent insulin resistance. Physical activity is a natural stress reliever, and we can help reduce the cortisol levels, thereby minimizing the negative effects of chronic stress on fat storage, enhance overall well-being. Exercise promotes the release of endorphins, which can improve mood and overall well-being, indirectly affecting hormonal balance. Stress. Chronic stress can disrupt hormone balance and contribute to a weight gain and fat distribution changes. Incorporating stress management techniques such as mindfulness, meditation, deep breathing exercise, and adequate sleep can help to reduce stress levels and support hormone regulation. Lifestyle habits. Other lifestyle factors such as maintaining a healthy body weight, avoiding smoking, limiting alcohol consumption, and getting sufficient sleep can also contribute to hormonal balance and support healthier fat distribution. While lifestyle changes can positively influence hormonal balance and fat distribution, it's important to note that significant hormonal imbalances may require a medical intervention and guidance. If you suspect a hormonal imbalance, it's advisable to consult with a healthcare professional who can provide you with the appropriate evaluation, diagnosis, and personalized recommendations. And we must not forget good hydration. Our bodies are made up of about 60% water. Water helps maintain the balance of bodily fluids, which are essential for digestion, circulation, nutrient absorption, and the transportation of nutrients and oxygen throughout the body, regulation of temperature, and waste removal. Drinking water can help with weight management. It has no calories, helps control appetite, and boosts metabolism. Additionally, sometimes we mistake thirst for hunger, leading to unnecessary calorie consumption. So, staying hydrated can help prevent overeating. How much water do we need? This can vary depending on age, activity level, climate, and overall health. It's generally recommended to drink about 8 cups or 64 ounces of water per day, but individual needs may vary. It's important to listen to your body's signals and drink water when you feel thirsty. I trust that this gives you a basic understanding of how to maintain a healthy weight, how to look better and feel better. You always need to take a holistic approach. Taking this back to a coaching perspective, I prefer to work on habits, both for myself and my clients, a step-by-step approach. Remember, good health is a journey, not a goal. And here are my takeaways. It's healthy to store fat. Fat is an efficient form of energy storage. However, it's unhealthy to store too much. Number two, there are two types of fat, subcutaneous fat and visceral fat. Excessive visceral fat is linked to cardiovascular disease, insulin resistance, diabetes, and metabolic syndrome. Number three, eat a variety of nutrient-dense foods. Number four, do regular exercise, cardiovascular and weight training. Number five, reduce stress. Chronic stress can lead to weight gain. Number six, sleep contributes to hormonal balance and fat distribution. Get 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night. I trust you enjoyed the podcast. Please subscribe and leave a review. Please share with your family and friends. You're welcome to email me with feedback, comments, and questions at vincent.hiscox@outlook.com. Would you enjoy getting a short weekly email from me where I share simple tips that you can put into practice to improve your health? Subscribe to my weekly newsletter at vincent1cd.substack.com. If you are looking to get into the best shape of your life, to look good and feel your best, visit my coaching website, procoach.app/Vincent-Hiscox. All the websites and references are in the show notes. And don't forget to share the episode with a friend.